Good evening.
I detect ghostly talk.
Why are we here early?
I don't know. Came in a memo.
It came in a memo. Who approved this?
I have no idea.
Because losing an hour on my Sunday, as miserable as the day is...
You just made it even more... No, that's actually very cool. I'm glad we've moved to 3 hours.
I'm excited about it. I am excited.
We've been, you know, complaining for...
Complaining?
We've been complaining since we went to 2 hours.
Right.
So, we finally made the corporate-wide decision to move the show to the format.
For thou. Oh, wow.
For thou?
Here I am. Forsooth. Forsake ye. No, for those who may not know, Ghostly Talk started as a one-hour program.
Mm-hmm.
A long, long, long time ago.
Back in like 1832 or something.
Yeah, before radio was invented. Mm-hmm. We were doing it on tin cans.
Yeah.
And then we went to a two-hour format.
Mm-hmm.
That was exciting. And now we're doing a three-hour format. So you're stuck with us for 3 hours. Sorry about that, everyone. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we have special guest in the studio. Miss Bonnie is with us.
Say hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
Thank you. And, of course, Ghostly Talk is broadcast, even though the theme song says the Haunted Basement, that's where the original location of Ghostly Talk was, now we are in the Haunted Warren Winery. So Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time from the Haunted Winery in Warren, Michigan. That was actually a question in the shout box. Where's Ghostly Talk based out of?
Well, more or less Warren, Michigan now.
Yeah, Warren, Michigan. That's where the P.O. box is. That's where the winery is.
Yeah.
So, I guess we're Warren based.
Yeah, we're a Warren based show. We're a purebred East Side white trash Michigan show now.
There you go.
Frasier, you could get away with it.
Yeah.
But when you live in Warren, that's like the biggest city in Michigan, as a matter of fact.
Auburn Hills and Troy are huge.
Warren is the biggest city in Michigan.
Omer's not. But Warren, I don't know. Maybe.
Omer,
Michigan. They used to have a sign, Michigan's smallest city.
I've read this 1,000 times, that Warren, Michigan is the largest city in Michigan.
Okay.
I'll check it out, though.
Maybe you read the same thing 1,000 times.
Maybe I read that. Yeah. Like, maybe that's what the mayor said here.
Well, that could be.
He wanted to pivot the city a little bit.
You don't think Detroit's bigger? Detroit's from 8 Mile down to... Where Bonnie lives.
Well, what inhabited part of Detroit?
I mean, inhabited. Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, I spent the whole weekend when I went on a little trip this weekend I went out to the west side of the state, man, where the water is. We have water here, but I didn't know there was water on the other side of the state.
Oh, they did put some over there, I heard.
I was in Grand Haven, beautiful Grand Haven, Michigan, tourist town, and I sat there. I basically sat there and complained about my home the whole weekend to these poor girls.
Wow.
Yeah, Amber and Jen and Julie from GLPR. I sat there. We talked all weekend, and I sat there and complained about Detroit to these poor girls the whole weekend. I felt so bad about it. But yeah, we are out of Warren. I don't know how we ended up on that segue, but we are in Warren. Yeah, whatever. Any other questions? Let's move on.
I went ghost hunting last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know what? You called me, and that's when I was done stuffing myself like a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And you called me right after that.
Did I?
You called me, don't you remember?
Yeah.
I don't think I hit the phone up, though.
I had to ask you a question. But anyway, what happens is we went ghost hunting. We went to Goodrich Cemetery.
Yeah.
And we got kicked out by this hick guy. I was appalled.
What did he say?
Did he have a chainsaw like the other guy?
No, this one just had a truck.
How much of a hick was he, Doug?
Oh, this guy. He was quoting laws that don't exist.
I guess he
fancied me a lawyer, or fancied himself a lawyer of some kind.
What did he say? He fancied
Well, first
himself
of all,
a
he owns Goodrich Cemetery.
Oh, really?
He owns it.
Did he have any type of proof or documentation on this?
No. But he did, of course, say that he would call the cops. And I'm like, okay. I've talked to cops before. We're standing here outside of the cemetery. Bring them on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he says that we are trespassing, even though we were outside of the cemetery on the, what's it called? Oh, yeah, easement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is not owned by him. You do not own an easement.
Nobody owns that. The city owns
it. The state, somebody owns it, but it's
Bush
not
owns
you.
That. Whoever owns that.
Tis not you.
We know none of us. I don't own sidewalk.
Right. Neither does he.
If I own sidewalk, I charge you a toll to walk on it.
And I was absolutely livid.
Mm-hmm.
I was livid, but...
Were you there, Bonnie?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're shaking your head in approval.
I got to see Angry Doug.
Isn't that fun?
I loved it.
I jumped on this idiot. I even did a. I even advanced toward him.
What?
I advanced.
Doug nearly handed out a can of whoop-ass on a hillbilly. Why am I not here when all the cool stuff happens?
Oh. See? I don't know.
See, I wasn't there either. I was busy doing some other stuff, getting stuff.
Eating at Ciro's.
I went to Ciro's, made it figure everything. I was going to the Renaissance Festival today.
Is that the real complicated right. thing to do?
Hours of planning. Yeah.
Did you wear an outfit? Did you like wear an outfit though, like a Victorian outfit, like dress or something?
No, I wore my Ghost of Talk T-shirt.
Did you?
Cool.
I actually had people ask about it.
I'm trying to get a girl. If there's any ladies out there, like plus size ladies, who have a dress for me, I will wear that to the Renaissance Festival. Yeah. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You have a
really?
Dress. But you're really short though. I'm taller than you. Who wants to bet me on this?
So you show a little more knee. No big deal.
Well, yeah, it's a good point. I always wear shorts.
I'm not sure if the corset will actually fit you, but the dress will.
The dress will?
It'd be funny trying to tie it up, though.
Because, like, people dress like freaks there anyways. Why? I probably would just fit right in, right? Wouldn't I? We were talking about this last night, too, like the Renaissance Festival.
No,
it's this huge
Renaissance Fair,
whatever. See, that's how ignorant I am on this, right? I have no idea what the name of the thing is. We were discussing this last night, which I think it's a cool festival, but this time of year, everybody's like, so are you going to the Renaissance Festival, Scott? And I'm like, well, what is that? You know, I really don't know. I think the last time I was there, I was like maybe 5 or 6 years old. My dad took me.
I was there in college.
What do you do there? Because apparently a lot of people listen to Ghostly Talk go to this thing, too. I'm just curious. Can somebody help me here?
It's like going, it's like stepping back in time, stepping into like medieval times.
Okay.
And they have jousting.
So they don't have toilets or anything there?
Right? Yeah. No, they don't have toilets.
They have porta potties.
They have privies.
That's not very medieval.
They don't call them porta potties.
Is it like bound in like chainmail and like armor and stuff so no swords can pierce it if you're in there, you know?
It's really good food and really good shopping.
Is it?
Yeah, soup and a bread bowl. Broccoli
oh,
cheese soup. Oh,
boulet. Boulet. That's what they call that.
And they had like big turkey.
Olé.
Boulet.
Oh, I was going to say olé sounds more like
bread bowl soup?
Mexican.
No, it's not. Boulet. Okay, well, let's go bullfighting next year. I don't want to go to the Renaissance Festival. I'll go bullfighting. So they have bread bowl soup. Okay.
Turkey legs.
What else do they have?
People dressed up in period.
I remember this when I was there.
Joust.
Lots of cleavage.
That's hot.
Lots
that's where all the guys go. Damn it, why didn't I think about that? That's why all the guys go. I remember when I went the one time when I was just a little guy, there was a guy walking around with one of those stick mirrors, and he was putting it under girls' dresses. And I was loving that. I wanted one of those things really bad. That's the only thing I remember about my...
Well, they're now illegal.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's sexual harassment at the Renaissance Festival.
You can get arrested. They put you in jail, put you up on stage, make you do a whole bunch of stupid stuff.
Oh, really?
And they can also be cleansed, too.
What's cleansing?
Which basically means you get water dumped on you from way up above.
Water dumped on you.
Yeah. You get really wet.
That's funny.
It is when you do it to your friends.
Yeah, I guess that would be kind of cool to do that to people. And what else they do? What did you do, Will? You were there today.
I was there, like, basically walking around with my nephew, so.
Okay.
And taking him around and getting his, you know.
So you got boozed up, you partied. Come on, throw a dog a bone here. Come on.
We took him on some rides. And
yeah. They have rides there?
Yeah.
What kind of rides?
They like a big, like a carousel, but it's all like wood and ropes and stuff.
Yeah.
And they've got like a big.
That sounds really safe, by the way.
They have a really big, huge barrel that they put a whole bunch of kids in and like spin them around and throw them up around in the air, and it's really weird.
That sounds really safe.
Do they have a giant rocking horse?
I didn't see it.
They only use that for the kids, right? Because they put my big butt in there, I'd probably go flying and
probably break the rope
into my death. You know, I'd go straight to hell.
This is a tough room.
It's a tough room. I know. It's like they're throwing the ropes right back at me.
I didn't get any EVPs ghost hunting, but I did get some. Things that I need to email all of y'all.
No, just me.
Well, no, I want to talk about that too. I mean, we I don't know, we got off on a Renaissance Festival, but you were dealing with angry drunk redneck guy.
Yeah, angry drunk redneck.
Okay.
It was
our un-PC hour of
suffice it to say that he was under the impression that he owned the cemetery.
Okay.
And that he owned the easement.
Okay.
And that it was perfectly well within his rights to. I guess, verbally abuse us and accuse us of being
Satan
drunken teenagers.
Because you guys were probably loaded, I imagine. You guys were just drunk.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they didn't have to. But I don't need to be accused of it.
Well, no, of course not.
Essentially, the man accused us of being there to knock over headstones.
Well,
mm-hmm.
That's what we were there for.
Yeah, you know, while that's, you know, I it's nice to see somebody's kind of keeping an eye on things there, because, you know, I hate to see places like that get vandalized. That I think his approach is a little bit harsh, especially towards you guys. You know, did you give him a card or anything?
No. I would have given him a, if I gave him anything, it would have been a kick to the groin. So I'm glad
I did. Sir, listen, you seem upset, and I'm sorry I don't have any Miller High Life to trade with you to get passage into the cemetery.
Colt 45.
Colt 40, whatever it may be, you know, whatever they drink, you know. I'm
Miller's
sorry. I'm sorry.
Milwaukee. Milwaukee's best.
Bush.
I'm sorry. I didn't take any samples from my meth lab to trade with you here today to get passage. It's kind of like, you know, you pay when you cross the boat to Kiran, you know, when you die,
mm-hmm.
you have to give him a coin so you can cross the sea. You give this guy meth or Miller High Life or whatever, and you can go into the cemetery, apparently. That's what the problem was, I think.
I think the guy was just...
You guys need to bring more drugs and alcohol on your ghost hunts so you can get into the cemetery.
How can you fit any more?
Well, yeah.
No, the thing is, we were there, of course, we are respectful of the place.
Absolutely, yeah.
It is a place of, eternal rest, and we're respectful.
Yeah,
and
we all know that.
Of course... You know, obviously, you know, he happened upon a scene where all of these adults
mm-hmm.
were wandering around with those notorious cameras.
Oh, horrible.
And those absolutely, just makes you livid when you see recorders.
Oh, God. How could you bring those things out there?
I have no idea.
No, you've been doing this for a little while, Doug.
Obviously, these adults were partying. And needed to be schooled by
Mr. Hick. Yeah, how old was this guy, anyways?
Oh, 40?
40?
80? No, he didn't have a cane. 40.
Basically still in elementary school then, it sounds like.
This guy was trying to school me, and I wasn't having none of it.
Well, you don't try schooling Doug. No. I mean, I tell everybody that. I'm like, Doug's the most dangerous guy that I know. You do not try schooling Doug. That's just the bottom line. Apparently, he didn't know who he was dealing with.
Well, then Kelly stepped in.
Oh, and what happened with that? Did she say,
I feel
a lot of anger off of you. You feel like an angry person, sir.
I see an elderly woman to the side.
Yeah.
Your mother or grandmother.
I see a 4-pack-a-day cigarette addiction. That's what I see.
No, she did a really excellent job. She calmed him down. I just shut up when she started talking.
Yeah.
So she calmed him down, well, you know, down to rodeo. You know, from monster truck pole down to rodeo. And then,
there goes our whole southern listenership right there. Thank you. It was nice having you guys as listeners. Check us out later.
And once he was calmed down to that extent, we left. So, however, the psychics, we had two psychics, one sensitive there last mm-hmm. night. They were saying, oh my gosh, he was so scared he could have died. And I'm like, well... I missed it, you know. Maybe I should have kept talking. I mean,
why didn't they just you had three psychics and two psychics and one sensitive there?
Right.
Why didn't they just, like, hold hands in a circle and conjure up some, like, cacko demon or something and, like, just boot him out of there?
I think this fellow probably has enough of his own demons.
Yeah, it sounds like this gentleman has a bit. I mean, what time was it when you guys were there?
10:30, 11 o'clock.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
You're supposed, except for ghost hunting people, you know, the rest of the world usually goes out and hangs and kind of relaxes on Saturday night. But apparently you have the Goodrich Cemetery Nazi that we have lined up now that we have to watch out for.
Yeah.
Anybody going out to Goodrich Cemetery, look out for the Fuhrer who runs the place.
He owns the place. Yeah.
He owns the place. We don't want any of that.
What's interesting is that place is in such a condition... if he really does own it, he's seeing, I hope, yearly fines from the state of Michigan for not keeping it up. And, you know, because if you own the cemetery, you are responsible for keeping it up. And
well,
I guess
if he's a property, yeah.
And I guess if people complain,
who's
there's an idea.
Who complain? I mean...
Well,
I'm sure you guys didn't know where this guy lived. I mean, did you guys see this person walk out of his house, like, across the street, or
nope.
a couple doors down? He just kind of pulled up in his truck, because I know he had a truck.
It was a truck.
He had a truck. He pulled up in his truck and started yelling at you guys, and you guys basically left, it sounds like. Well, that really sucks, Doug.
Well, that was the beginning of an interesting night.
Well, what else happened? Anything paranormal happen at all?
Much jocularity and hilarity ensued.
Did you guys go anywhere else?
Yeah, we went to Trainwreck site.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't get any EVPs, but I did get recordings that you guys all might want to hear.
Are they playable?
I will pay you to keep them to yourself.
They're not up on the server or anything.
No, no, they're still in my little MP3 recorder.
I said put them up on the server. We just want to play them during the show.
But I think we should podcast them.
Podcast them.
Yeah.
What happened? What, I mean, can we get a teaser? Can you tease me a little bit?
If I were a ghost, I would have left. I would have been like, oh my gosh, people are having too much fun. It was fun. It was a fun time. I had a great time. But it wasn't your typical ghost hunt.
It's my fault.
And
what'd you do?
Bonnie's owning it. Owning the fault.
You're taking ownership of this problem?
Yeah.
What happened?
Bonnie? She bent over, put her hands on her buttocks, and asked somebody to swipe a credit card through.
Why?
I don't know, but that was not the time to go through the, you know, is there anyone here who'd like to speak with us?
Were you guys like at the local, like, you know, shopping center or something?
We were at the Trainwreck site.
You were at the Trainwreck site with us.
I would have thought I would be like, rah, 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 rah.
Did you get a raw deal or something on something? Did somebody upset you? Well, we're not going to get a word out of her now. She's laughing. It's over. We should just move on.
There's a fork.
Okay, first of all, you would have had to have been there. I wasn't the one that started that.
No,
I was just
you weren't
the one
that
acted it out, okay?
Yes. But I thought the denied, please try again, was a bit too much.
Who said that?
Havoc said he'd pay to hear them.
You'll pay? Oh, he got paid. Oh. Hey, guys, I see money.
We'll start the pay section of the site. We'll just call it the Bonnie Show.
The Bonnie Show. There we go.
That's according to Kyle.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. We'll start charging people.
for the Bonnie Archive.
For the Bonnie Archives. Everything exclusive, you got to be part of the Gold Club or whatever to get the Bonnie Club membership archive.
It was insane. It was insane. But I had a great time.
Good.
We ended up the evening at... that place that starts with a D,
mm-hmm.
you know, that sells the moons over somebody or other's hammy,
mm-hmm.
and though nobody ordered that.
With the worst waiter that got everything wrong.
Oh, yeah. He thought he had a photographic memory.
Uh-huh.
But his photographic memory is, well...
How do you have a photographic memory when the majority of the crowd is a bunch of drunks?
Well, he didn't. I guess maybe in most cases it doesn't matter, right?
I have a hot dog. I have a cup of coffee. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Havoc, I am offended.
All right. So what happens is, he comes up and he's like, all right, what can I get you? And we made him come back three times.
Yeah.
And so he didn't have a pad or anything to write these things down on.
Mm-hmm.
So we all ordered. Bonnie started off the evening. She wasn't hungry, so she was just going to have a dessert. So she ordered a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah.
Well, what she got was one of them brownie things with the brownie and then the ice cream and then the hot fudge on it.
I don't know.
So at least you got the hot fudge part.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
And,
was there any ice cream anywhere in the vicinity of this brownie?
Well, yeah, it was on the brownie.
Well, technically, you got it right then.
It was a hot fudge sundae
brownie.
On a brownie platter.
Did she pay for the brownie?
She paid for the whole thing, yeah. And did not eat it because it was hard as a rock.
Oh, yeah. You could have built a house with this brownie.
It would make a good foundation.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered the two eggs breakfast with rye toast. My surprise was that I got white toast.
Oh.
Yeah, surprise.
Friggin' bigot. We only serve white toast here, friend.
We don't have no rye. And so I ended up having white toast, which is okay, but I, you know, there's no nutritional value. Although I don't really pay attention to nutritional value at all.
That's the first time I've ever heard that out of your mouth.
But I'm aware.
I can't eat this stuff. This stuff is still a... carcinogens and carbide and cholesterol or whatever the hell is in there now. I can't eat this stuff. I made a hardcore drive this weekend, man.
Yeah?
I drove over 400 miles in, I'd say, 36 hours.
which is pretty, it's pretty hard for me.
At least you didn't get pancakes instead of biscuits.
I actually ate like a king this weekend.
Wow.
We got, like I said earlier, I shot out to Grand Haven to visit the ladies, three of the wonderful ladies from the Great Lakes Paranormal Research group out there.
Okay.
We were just out there a couple weeks ago.
Well, that sounds fun.
And we had so much, I had so much fun there that I just had to come back and hang out again. So Julie of the group was nice enough to put me up in her apartment.
Right.
Which was basically take a blanket, throw it on the floor, and I'm out, right? Which was, that was all I needed. But that was very nice of her. I got out there, geez. I got lost. I ended up in Saugatuck, which was like 30 miles outside of where I needed to be at.
Right. Yeah, you went all the way to the water.
I don't know how that happened. I took a wrong exit somewhere, but I ended up getting let. They led me in, got me where I needed to be, so that was cool. And they basically took me on a tour of Grand Haven, Michigan all night long. It was just, we went to one cemetery and walked around a little bit.
Did you have anybody who owned it come after you?
No, actually, no, not at all. I mean,
that sucks.
We went there when it was still somewhat light out. It was getting dark when we left. We walked around there a little bit, and it was really cool to look at this. I don't want to name the name right now, because I know it's listed on Shadowlands, and they don't want any more people coming there that already does come there.
Right, right.
So I don't want to pimp that too much, but spent a little bit of time there. Had a wonderful meal at Kirby's, and they said, we're going to Kirby's. And I'm like, oh, I know Kirby.
Coney
well,
Island.
I thought, that's what I thought. I'm like, we're gonna eat Coney Island food. No, this is like a real high class pizza joint.
Wow.
Like I'm talking like there's actually like that dark green stuff in the salad, not just like the regular.
Oh.
You know it's class.
Not an iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, you know it's class when you got that dark green stuff in there, and you have stuff that you can't recognize. You know it's class when you have a salad that you don't know what you're eating.
Endive or whatever.
Yeah, and you trust Indeed. These people. This was like really good salad. It was like a really good salad. We had an excellent pizza. Went to the cemetery for a little while. Came back over and hung out at one of the local clubs there that had like 800 bikes out in front of it. I'm like, this is pretty neat. Okay, cool. Went and got coffee. Went everywhere. Just walked around all night long. Just sat up and talked all night long and hung out and carried on. And I just basically got up about 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. We went and had breakfast, and I shot back here, which is just like, ugh. Exhausting drive right there, but I made it back to do the show tonight, so that's cool. That was my weekend. So I think we were all pretty much busy with our own gigs this weekend. There are some things coming up, though. Big things coming up. Obviously, coming out later on the show tonight, we have Pat Fitzhugh coming on, who is what I refer to as the Bell Witch Guru. This is the gentleman who, it's bellwitch.org. Am I correct, guys?
Yep.
He's going to be coming on and talking about the Bell Witch for a little while. On top of that, coming up, we're going to be talking on this Wednesday. We're doing like our Bell Witch block. And we got the DVD also, Doug. You need to watch this movie.
Still. Okay.
We have it. We received the Bell Witch Haunting movie. It was directed by Rick White.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have him on this Wednesday to talk about the movie and the filming and, you know, why did he decide to cover this? Will, actually, you watched the movie. What did you think? I haven't seen it yet, personally.
I liked it. I really did.
I heard
like
you giggling a lot. I heard there was a lot of funny stuff.
Oh, really? Comedy?
The fat kid that's in the movie. He plays,
remember, this is an independent film. We know these people.
It's an independent film. Is it a, I don't know, is it a comedy or is it a documentary?
No, it's a horror. It's actually really a horror film.
It's based on the Bell Witch story?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The kid who plays Drew Bell,
it's
absolutely hilarious.
We don't want to bring it out too much, but what?
There's
what
a little happened? Bit of toilet humor.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
It's really funny, though. It plays well with the story.
Yeah.
But,
you said it's a very well-written story. I mean,
it's very well-written.
Very well-written. So, and it's an independent film. It's an independent film that was just done recently. It's coming out, and we want to talk to Rick about this and see, you know, what inspired him to... And it's a long film, too. It's over 2 hours long.
How do you get independent films from the DVD platter to independent movie houses? Like, isn't there that independent movie house on Gratiot Ave at Utica?
The Roseville Theater.
Yeah.
And there's also one in Royal Oak, I think, Royal Oak Main Art, yeah. So there's independent film places around here, even though we're in Detroit.
Yeah.
And there's evidently, you know, Hicks who claim to own cemeteries as well. But there's also independent film.
But Doug isn't bitter about that, though.
No, not at all. No. The absolute glorious thing about the entire incident is that...
Go tonight and see if he shows up again.
No, the glorious thing about that is that karma is a universal law.
Absolutely.
And it's going to come and thwack him on his butt. So hopefully, you know, when he gets thrown in jail for beating his wife and stuff,
Oh, man.
Bubba will thwack him on the butt, too.
Oh, numerous times.
Yeah, he and maybe that's the way karma will...
And tattoo some knockers on his back.
And So he does indeed think without...
Is he that bad, really?
I mean,
I know it's just, we're kind of just making fun of this.
He ticked me off.
Was he really that ridiculous?
He was
though?
That ridiculous.
He was that ridiculous.
He was right out of, what was that farmer story, the American...
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web, right out of Charlotte's Web. No.
That'll do, pig.
That was Bane.
That was that name? Oops. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I mixed up my pig films.
We need to clip that up for next year's 4th anniversary show.
Okay. Well, we'll isolate that one sound right there and play it over and over again for people. This is what Scott did.
Was it American Gothic with the farmer and his wife? What was the story with? It's a famous painting of this guy with no teeth and his wife with no teeth. Okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. He's got the pitchfork and stuff.
Pitchfork.
It's like pre, like, murder wife.
Kind of like Green Acres.
Kind of like Green Acres.
Fresh
only
hair.
Without Ava Gardner or whoever she
right,
is.
Right, right, right.
But, yeah, anyway, it was really, really...
It was that ridiculous.
Really
it was that ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I mean, he took the stereotype to a whole new level.
Oh, wow.
It was insane.
That's
and he was schooling us.
That sucks.
On law.
That's so bad. That really sucks to hear that, unfortunately. I'm sorry to hear you guys got booted out of there.
But what were we talking about before that?
We were talking about the Bell Witch.
Oh.
I don't know how we got... We got back to the crazy hibbly guy over at Goodrich.
Yeah, expect that several times tonight.
Yeah, Doug's a little bitter right now. He's not in a very good mood about it. Hey, get it out. Get it out, my brother. Get it out of your system. Make yourself feel better. It sucks when that happens. You know, it seems that the approach with... A better approach for that situation would be like, hey, guys, how you doing? You know, how you doing this tonight? Oh, hey, yeah, what's up? So, you know, I kind of live around here, and I just was driving by, and I noticed you guys were kind of hanging out. You know, what's happening? And then that's when it gave you the opportunity to go, well, hi, you know, my name's Doug, and I'm from, you know, an internet talk show about the paranormal, and we've heard about activity at this cemetery, and here's my card, just so I'm sure to show you I'm somewhat credible, and this is what we do. And then you'd have a decent conversation with a guy, and he might have a better understanding of what's happening. But no, it's not.
He was combative from the instant he stepped out of his truck in his boots.
Well, yeah.
Did he have a gun rack?
I didn't see the back of the truck.
Is there a big rebel flag hanging off the back of the thing?
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly.
I don't even have to go look for that.
You see it flapping in the wind?
Yeah, I can tell you that was there.
In all of its red, white, and blue glory.
I think there was also probably a reclining chair in the...
All right, that's enough. Before we get sued, I think we should take a break, Will. Why don't you take us out here? I think we've had... I know this is going to come up again. That's all right, though.
No. I'm done.
Bring it up.
I'm done. Karma will take care of it.
Let's get out of here for a minute.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Robert Schock of Great Sphinx fame. Take a look at my website, www.robertschoch.net, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Badge. I'm a druid from Ireland, and I'm very busy with the Save Tara campaign. We're trying to divert the road that's going to be built, the toll road, away from Tara Hill. So if any of you can help out with this, please go to our website at www.tarascreen.org and please help us to save the heart of Ireland from having a star gouged right across it. I believe there are 40 million Americans that claim Irish descent. This concerns each and every one of you. Please help to save Tara, and thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Rock around. Hello, folks. My name is Henry Rollins, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. Touch your friends, touch yourself, but don't touch that dial.
What you need to learn is what you do is nothing more than a hobby.
It's a job, not a hobby.
First half an hour, real good.
That was something.
Well, a lot happened this weekend.
Yeah,
it was
definitely
a busy, busy weekend.
Definitely.
And a lot more is coming up. We're going to the Mothman Festival. That is booked. We're going to be down there.
When is that?
I totally forgot.
Okay.
It's going to be like the 17th and 18th.
Yeah, it's the 17th and 18th.
Of September, yeah.
And then followed by the next weekend.
That's still being worked on. I actually looked at my email before we went on the air here tonight.
Yeah.
And I have a few emails from those guys that I have to just verify stuff and see what we're going to do, get the hotel rooms booked, all that fun stuff. So
okay.
We are going to, I don't know if I've cleared this with you guys yet, but we'll clear this right now. Are we gonna go down there and do some commentary down there with our gear?
I don't care. Don't matter to me.
We're gonna have a table and all that stuff, so I figured let's bring our gear down there.
Yeah.
And sit down, and when people walk by, I go, yeah, you look interesting. Sit down and talk with us.
How much is that to Mid South Paranormal?
No, that's to that's in the can for that. As far as that plan goes, yeah, we'd be doing that. But for the Mothman Festival, I didn't know if we were gonna do that or not, but I figured we might as well do that.
Okay.
It'll be fun. We'll bother Jeff Wamsley all day long and make him sit down with us every 5 minutes.
Cool.
It's driving completely insane.
I don't know. Last year, he ran around like crazy. He was all over
the
place.
He was very busy all day
long.
Yeah,
he's a busy person.
He's very busy. So that's the stuff we got coming up this month. It's another one of those months. Just all kinds of stuff. Back and forth. Tons of guests. Tons of things happening. And we're always keeping ourselves out there. So, you know, we'll just...
Well, there's some excitement happening in Indiana as well.
Oh, yeah.
I just heard from Sean Burris of the Indiana Ghost Trackers.
Yes.
That
Mr.
they
Stillpipe
have
pipe himself, yes.
They have become the exclusive group to do the Hannah House tours.
Yes. And that's the more, from what I've understood too on that, is that that is the fourth most haunted, like as far as how they keep stats on that.
I don't know where they keep these.
Yeah.
Keep track
from
of
what
that.
I understand, it's the fourth most haunted place on the planet.
Every time he reminds me of that, I wonder.
I'm like, are we rating this by how many occurrences people have heard about there or seen there?
I don't know.
But yeah.
Like quantity or quality? I don't get it. But excuse me. But he definitely did mention that IGT is the exclusive group to be able to take you on Hannah House tours, and they're planning a couple of months.
Yeah,
but see, it's all in the planning stage right now.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go and check it out before, like, because we don't know dates or times,
or they're still working on
or
that.
Yeah, they're working on all this stuff, but because they just just got on the deal, so they're still doing all of the
administrative
stuff. But they will the site evidently for this is Hannah Mansion.com.
Yes.
H-A-N-A... Wait. Let me do it again.
H-A-N-A-H.
H-A-N-N-A-H.
Two N's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try it. Well,
I'll try it later.
H-A-N-N-A-H. Mansion.
Make sure it doesn't play any mini music either, okay?
Maybe I should click this
off. Yeah, you better turn off the audio. Did we get it? What's the URL?
It's www.
www. Get it right.
I did that on purpose.
www. That's how Doug says it.
That's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Oh, just get it out. It's Hannah Mansion.com.
I'll put you in charge of this operation.
I just want to get it out there.
Okay, all right. So we got that out there.
Anyway, that's the website of the actual place, the Historic Hannah House.
Yeah, so definitely check that out.
And the Historic and Haunted Hannah House.
We'll probably be down there once a month now.
I hope so.
He was looking like
he was saying that when it was a stop on the Underground Railroad, there were some people traveling the Underground Railroad to, you know, escape up to Canada or yeah. wherever they were going to escape to. And they were in the basement, and lantern, and at the time, you know, they only had like oil lanterns and that kind of stuff. They didn't have, you know, battery operated 6-volt lanterns.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it knocked over, spilled, and caught on fire. So those who didn't die of smoke inhalation actually got burnt up.
Oh my God.
In the basement. So it was it's notoriously haunted because of that. There's also a woman in white or something who floats about the upper levels. So evidently you can see her as well. So there's a couple different stories about that particular haunted location. And they're going to be running tours of the place. And they're going to be the almost all-nighter kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be you know, they're going to allow you to investigate this and get readings and hopefully catch some of this on film and recordings.
Get some more evidence off that place, for
right?
Sure.
So Hannah with an H, with two H's, I guess. HannahMansion.com, and of course that's all IGT, which is I don't know. They're linked
Indiana
up on our
ghost
website.
IndianaGhost.org. .org. See, I don't remember.
But see, they don't have a link yet.
They're all
because
linked.
They're
linked.
Everything's linked off of the Ghostly Talk site, but I don't know how well the links are yet between Indiana Ghost Tracker's website and Hannah Mansion yet, because that's all still, I mean, it was just signed a day ago.
They're still working on the merger right
now. It was just signed a day ago or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It was not, it's all brand spanking new stuff. What's really cool about this particular location, and here's the thing that I'm excited about, it's 15 minutes from Indianapolis Airport.
Oh, really?
So basically, you know, like if you go to Ohio State Reformatory or Moundsville or any of these other famous places, you can't just fly in and hop in a car in 15 minutes, you know, rent a car and you're there in a minute.
You gotta get off a plane where you're half jet lagged, you're burned out.
Hop in a car and then drive for 2 hours.
Drive for 2 hours,
right?
And then you're cooked. Then you're totally cooked.
But with this one, you hop in the. If you fly in, you fly into Indianapolis International Airport, which is huge, and then you're in a car for like 15 minutes, or I imagine you could probably talk someone into picking you up at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to get to, like the other one.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really cool.
Even Gettysburg is difficult to get to.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to fly, if you were going to fly to Gettysburg, you'd have to fly into, what, Washington, Reagan Airport, and then rent a car and drive for an hour.
That's ugly, too.
Yeah, this is, like, right there, 15 minutes from the airport. I think it's so exciting, and I think
we wish them all the luck. We know it's going to be great. It's going to be a great thing for those guys. It's going to be a great thing for the Hannah House.
Location, 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 and ghosts. I mean, what more do you want?
My next home, I'm going to be buying that.
Location, 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 ghosts, ghosts, ghosts. It's got the six qualities that I'd like in a haunted place.
Absolutely. We do have one of our official ninja-like... From the bowels of hell.
Leet. Spelled L-3-3-T.
L-3-3-T. Leet hellish.
I'm a member of the organization.
He's a member of the org. He's a member of the family. He's a member of the family. He actually took a blood oath that he would not speak about any of the secrets of the Ghostly Talk.
And I haven't.
And
I've kept it all secret.
He's kept it hushed.
Good.
If you go to the CIA, we're all in big trouble.
I know.
You don't rule about Ghostly Talk, you don't talk about Ghostly Talk.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Second rule about Ghostly Talk is you do not talk about Ghostly Talk. Bottom line. We do have 8-Pit. Mr. Elmo on the phone. How are you doing tonight, Elmo?
Pretty good, thank you. How about y'all?
Well, we heard you're a little under the weather. Thanks for coming on still. We appreciate it.
No problem. You know, I've pumped enough medication and alcohol to keep me clear for the moment.
Excellent.
As soon as I hang up the phone, I'm going to drop. I know I am.
Well, there's been a few things going on out in your area, from what I understand.
Yeah. The aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I really want to get a first-person point of view on this thing.
Well, I tell you what, I consider myself very fortunate that it didn't come my way, because, you know, in all honesty, and I mean, I've talked to people from New Orleans about this, if it had hit here, Louisiana probably wouldn't have been as hospitable to us as we have been to them.
Really?
I hate to say that, but it's pretty true. They don't have the resources that we do, you know, but anyway, it's been bad. I mean, all the hotels up here are full. Mm-hmm. There's people camping out on the lawns of hotels waiting for openings.
Do they have to pay to camp out on the lawn of a hotel? I wonder that.
Well, not technically, no, but they're not, you know, running them off. They're letting them stay.
Well, I think there's got to be a bit of an understanding of what's going on down there right now, too. It's like,
oh, yeah. And, I mean, I've heard all different figures about the numbers of people here in Houston. On the news, they've said between 20 and 30,000. But a memo I got at work said about 100,000. And that's
area.
A little bit... Yeah, that's a little more believable since, I mean, the entire state of Louisiana is underwater right now.
My God.
Big time.
It still amazes me that, you know, this is for real. This actually happened.
We've
been hearing about it on the news all week, but I'm still in shock that this actually went down the way it did. And you see all these pictures of these buildings and homes and cars that have been washed up.
Well, I'll say something about that. From what I understand, about 10 years ago, there was an issue with the levees in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
They've been needing repairs for over 10 years, and the federal government didn't really want to help them out any. So what would have cost like $200 million 10 years ago, now it's going to cost multi-billions to repair.
Well, to rebuild the city. And right. From what I understand, what I've been hearing, the chatter is... they're not going to be able to pump all that water out of there. There's just too much water.
Yeah, they're going to have to repair the levees first.
Yeah.
And that's going to take a long time.
It's going to be 80 days to drain all that water out.
80 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's a feasible thing then. Because what I've been hearing is it's not going to happen. We can't get all this water out of here. It's impossible.
Well, what a lot of people don't know about New Orleans is that it's actually under sea level.
Yeah,
it's below sea level.
It's like -3 feet or something.
Well, I think everybody knows that now.
right. Even in a light rain, they have these electric pumps in the sewers that pump the rainwater out to sea to keep it dry. So, you know, this is not really surprising at all. Yeah, it's a shame, too, though, because that's got to be one of the most historical sites in the whole nation, you know. And
what about the French Quarter? Is the French Quarter completely underwater now or gone? Or
the last shot I saw, it looked kind of clear, but I only saw one or two streets.
Okay.
There were fires on there, too, in the French Quarter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of carnage. You know, the few people that stayed behind are acting really nasty. Did you hear about the helicopter that got shot at?
Yeah,
they tried to send the National Guard in to help these people out, and they start shooting at them. Yeah.
And that really, I heard about that on Friday, that there was a few aircraft that were actually fired upon. I'm sure these people have their reasons to do this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they have their reasons to do this.
To shoot at people?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have their reasons.
Well,
I'm not saying I agree with them.
What reason can you possibly have to shoot at a helicopter?
Yeah, I'm not saying
that
I agree with them.
Understand.
I'm saying they have their reasons, though.
They don't!
As rich as New Orleans is in history, it's a very poor town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the people living there are very poor. And, you know, now's their chance to have the run of the town, I guess. I don't know.
Well, if that's the reason, that's complete BS. We all know that. You can't do that.
I can't think of a single reason that's not complete BS to shoot at a helicopter.
I'm sure they have the reasons.
To interfere with any rescue operation.
Maybe I should say a feasible reason, like a reason that makes somewhat like logical sense. Like, you know, this is my land! You know, there's not a reason.
This is probably, you know, just three or four people out of a whole city, you know. But I tell you what, you know, I don't think anybody's really looking at the long term because of, I mean, all of these people here in Houston, they don't have the money to go back to New Orleans. You know, so I think a big percentage of them are going to wind up staying here.
They're going to wind up just buying homes out there or something.
Well, yeah.
They don't
have
money for that either.
Yeah, they're going to be depending on the government. And, I mean, our system here is already maxed out. I mean, I'm seeing them just about every street corner out here. There's people, you know, asking for money and help.
You're kidding.
There's a lady with a baby. Yeah, standing right out on the corner down the road from my house. And there was a pile of diapers and formula and stuff, people giving her stuff. I think that's the thing to do. If you really want to help out these people, give the money, give the food, whatever, to them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give it to the Red Cross.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, let's cut the middleman out.
Exactly. You know, I know the Red Cross is a very big organization, and they've done a lot of good for a lot of people, but honestly, you know, they've gotten so much like $200 million so far, mm-hmm. but I honestly don't think, you know, the people of New Orleans and Louisiana are going to see it all.
I doubt they will see it all.
The whole reason that the former head of the Red Cross resigned was because of what they were going to do with the 9/11 money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which was not to give it to the 9/11 people.
Is there any reason for that?
I think that that's absolutely notorious.
It's
notorious, and if that kind of behavior is allowed to happen in our society, that I'm glad she resigned. That's all I have to say, I'd be asking for her head on a platter.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Red Cross is a company. You know, they have a fiscal quarter, they have a bottom line, they have accountants and everything.
They have administrative things they have to deal with that cost money.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, I do occasionally see them do some good around here. They have a policy of sending troops home. For some reason or another, when somebody comes out of the military here, they're left on the street at the bus stop. So the Red Cross helps them get home. You know,
these are people that come back from a war.
Right. Uh huh. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not real.
We don't need you anymore. You're on your own. Here you are.
Exactly. I'm not 100% on the policy, but from what I've seen, a lot of people just get dropped off on the street here.
Here's 50
and
bucks.
The Red Cross gives them a bus ticket home.
Here's
that's
50
about
bucks
the
to get
most.
You started. This will get you started because we know 50 bucks takes you a long way right now. That'll fill your gas tank up halfway.
Exactly.
In the little economy car. I know for a fact I filled mine up twice this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And,
man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Driving a taxi, I've been burning 60 bucks a day in gas.
Wow.
That's $300 a week.
Well, it's a taxi.
Yeah, it hurts, too. I'm feeling it.
Well, are you an independent are you independent when it comes to that? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just about any taxi company makes the drivers buy their own gas.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, they're not gonna buy gas so people can drive around all day doing nothing.
That's not doing nothing. You're providing a valuable transportation service.
Yes.
Right, right.
And you're an ambassador to the city also.
Yeah.
That's what I understood. Taxi drivers
that's
are
that's what I've
ambassador.
Been told.
A few taxis I've ridden, I've talked to the taxi drivers, and they told me all about the city I was in. Chicago, Cleveland, wherever I was at, you know, they've always been like, well, hey, yeah, this is where you want to go over here, and this is where you get the hot chicks at right here, or whatever. They point you
but
all
you know what?
Places.
And I don't know if we have time, but in other news, there's been a few chupacabra sightings here in Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
It started last summer. A rancher killed one in Elmendorf, which is like somewhat west of San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a couple of weeks ago, another one was spotted up in Lufkin, which is like on the other side of the state.
Now you said a rancher killed one, you said?
Yes. And if there's a website, it's a news channel. Do you want me to give it out?
Yeah, please.
They're following the story.
Please.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
It's www.
Hang on. You need to pronounce it correctly. www, okay?
www.
All right. He did it right second time, yeah.
Okay, now there's a W in the name. .woai.com. It's a San Antonio news channel that's been following the chupacabra stories.
So it's woai.com.
Correct.
That's the site.
Uh-huh. And they've been keeping track of this, and according to the news site, in all of the incidents where they have dead animals, they've sent off for DNA testing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been nothing reported back on the test. And this is going on a year now since the first sighting.
Yeah.
I've looked at the pictures. It looks kind of like a really nasty dog.
Mm-hmm.
But it really doesn't look like a dog. You'd have to see the pictures. It has no hair. It's got huge fangs, a big overbite, and really nasty gray-looking skin.
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't look anything like the last picture I saw of a chupacabra, like back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one, and it looked like a really hairy monkey. with big teeth.
They used to look like hairy monkeys with fangs. Now they look like dogs with fangs.
Now they so they've evolved. They devolved more or less. Now they're on 2 feet. Now they're on 4 feet.
Evidently.
Exactly.
I have
the veterinarians. The veterinarians are debunking this. They're saying it's a dog with genetic defects and mange. But how could that, you know, they show up all over the state
with
the same condition?
Well, I mean, but that can happen. If there's an environmental factor that does affect, you know, these dogs and it's allowed to continue to happen, it will affect more and more dogs over time. But what I'm thinking is, it would be fairly simple, one would think, to find out if this dog with mange is a chupacabra. And then if you, instead of a DNA sample, if you look at the teeth, you look at the two fangs. Because the thing with the chupacabra sighting is the animals are left bloodless, right? No blood.
Exactly.
Because the blood has been sucked out, so you look for the two fang marks, and therefore you would have to assume that the fangs would be hollow. Are these fangs hollow?
Is that how they
at least sucker mouthed?
Or would this thing have the ability to puncture and then suck out the blood? Right.
Yeah, but looking at these pictures, I mean, it looks like a really nasty dog with a huge mouth, with huge fangs. I can't see it sucking blood.
We're looking at
pictures
really
right
now, as a matter of fact, actually, Alma. We're looking at, I'm going to try to get a shot of this, too.
At first glance, I thought it was like a baby kangaroo. But then, you know, once I got another close-up shot of it, it looks like a hairless, like a really, really big chihuahua with huge teeth. Yeah.
Wait, look at the paws. What do those paws look like? The fourth picture down. Are those like normal dog paws, or are they?
No, it has claws. Thing? It's
claws.
Yeah, they're several inches long.
Hmm.
And I mean, these have popped up all over the state. I mean, you got to realize how big Texas is. We're talking, you know, maybe 1,000 miles apart from each other.
Uh-huh. That's a huge area.
And I mean, that's why I'm ruling out the genetic defects and the mange thing. If they were in one central area, I could see that, but they're not. They're spread out.
Well, there's all kinds of things that can happen, too. I mean, aside from it being a true, authentic chupacabra, you know.
Right.
There could be, you know, we're discovering new species of animal all the time on this planet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether it be the smallest.
That's such a cute chupacabra.
Which one is
so
that?
So big, dude. It's so adorable.
It's not adorable, Doug.
No,
it's
we're looking at a different one.
No, we're...
Some little 4-year-old drew a picture of a chupacabra or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, and it's very
cute. You know, Whitley Strieber's been following this as well on that website, unknowncountry.com.
Oh, yeah. That's a great site. We're huge Whitley Strieber fans.
I think I'm the biggest Whitley Strieber fan
Whitley
on the planet.
Great show.
Awesome.
But there are these things that happen, you know, and that's the one thing I learned. When we got to talk to the great Lauren Coleman about cryptozoology in general, you know, I thought, we're looking for these crazy, crazy, you know, weird animals and, you know, really... The Lauren's approach, maybe it's just Lauren, but his approach is very environmental, very natural, and it's just kind of like ghost hunting, where when we go into an area and look, you know, for, you know, okay, hey, there's a haunting here. The first thing I'm looking for is like a natural cause of something, right? And it's the same thing with Lauren's approach from what he was explaining to us is, well, hey, I saw some crazy two-headed bird out here that's been eating the livestock or whatever. You know, he looks for the natural route. Like, how did this happen? Is this some new animal possibly? Is it not just some, like, you know, genetic mutation from aliens or whatever? It's more of a natural. Let's try to find the real world thing here so it can be explained and then possibly find one of these things too.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, this rancher found one. He killed it. And the pictures of this thing, they are, they're pretty creepy looking people.
But it doesn't,
check this out.
It doesn't look like what...
It don't look like my idea what a chupacabra was.
No,
it doesn't look like the ones that are, you know, famous in South America, which is where the legend, I think.
The hairy monkeys with fangs.
Right. Exactly.
weren't they like a greenish tint, too? And
They were grayish with red eyes.
Grayish with red eyes, okay.
I saw some that were gray and some that were kind of red looking.
Wait, you saw chupacabras?